Now, groups supporting China's Uyghur minority have called on the International Olympic Committee to find a new location for the 2022 Winter Olympics unless China improves its human rights record. When China last hosted the Olympics in 2008, Beijing promised to improve human rights. But just this week, leaked Chinese documents have provided unprecedented insight into the scale of mass Uyghur detention camps in Xinjiang province. Some human rights groups say a country that runs concentration facilities doesn't deserve the Games at all. Madeleine Jenner reports.
Nurgul Suwat is a Uyghur campaigner living in Australia. She says she's increasingly concerned by the reports of mass detention camps in Xinjiang, and she says the International Olympic Committee must act.
The message we're trying to send out to the international community is, yes, how could you let such a tyranny, such a totalitarian regime who does not even respect human rights and doesn't even respect, the dignity of the normal being, can hold such a glorious game, which is Olympic. Olympic is all about unity, yet this government actually destroyed the unity.
But there are plenty of questions about what this kind of campaign can actually do. Nikki Dryden is a former Australian swimmer. These days, she's a human rights lawyer.
This goes back to Beijing hosting the 2008 Olympics. We had a lot of opportunity to talk about human rights. And so on the one hand, when these countries do host an Olympic Games, it gives human rights activists and lawyers an opportunity to shine light on what's happening in some of these regimes. But that only goes so far as the International Olympic Committee's willingness to hold these countries accountable to the human rights commitments they made in order to actually get and host these Olympic Games. And so what we've seen is that there are still human rights activists that were jailed ahead of the 2008 Olympics that are still jailed today as we head into the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing.
Back when the modern Olympics was founded, there was a focus on promoting human rights and peace across the globe. But the Olympic movement has also been accused in the past of turning a blind eye to atrocities.
The specially built Olympic stadium in Berlin is filled to capacity as Hitler arrives to preside at the opening ceremony of the 11th modern Olympiad.
Keith Rathbone is a sports historian at Macquarie University.
It's kind of a tricky story. When the Olympics were given to Berlin, that was when Berlin was still one of the major cities of the Weimar Republic. And then, of course, Hitler comes to power and he politicizes the games as a celebration of Nazi Germany. And there was a huge boycott movement in many countries, principally in the United States, France, Great Britain. But that boycott movement was unsuccessful. The games were considered to be more important than the human rights of some of the participants. And that's because there's also, at the same time, there's this strain of deep concern about peace and human understanding, there's also this issue of apoliticism, that the Olympics shouldn't be politicized. But I think that the tension between those two things is often overstated. Most of us can look at the human rights violations going on around the world and go, hey, we shouldn't be rewarding countries that engage in these kinds of behaviours.
There is also a bit of a counter-argument here that putting events in a country shines a light on it. We saw big Tibet protests in 2008, for example. Is there any weight to an argument like that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's also some weight to that as well. And it's an intricate balancing game that we need to play. Of course, when the 2022 games were given to Beijing, they were really only in competition with one other site, Almaty in Kazakhstan. And so it wasn't much of a competition between idealistic locations. The choice was between one country with maybe a questionable record on human rights and another country with a questionable record on human rights that perhaps had the money to pay for the games.
Keith Rathbone is a sports historian. Our reporter there, Madeleine Jenner.